Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's Christmas!
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 12 Rambles of Christmas in association with Bet365. We've already spoken about 8 things we love about the beautiful game. Today, it is the number 9 of the 12 Rambles of Christmas.
Striker.
It's the number 9.
I think it's gladly having a wonderful Christmas time, isn't it?
No, simply.
Christmas time, Michael Hazel time.
Oh, you sent that to me on WhatsApp. Sang that to me down the thing.
I was freestyling on some... look, it was an abandoned attempt. I sent it to Pete anyway.
You've ruined Christmas.
Yeah, I did. You sent a bomb back saying I ruined Christmas instantly. I was experimenting with a Christmas song that could be adapted with a Brexit theme. And I went and I wrote a Christmas time, Michael Heseltine, children singing Christian rhyme, Ken Clark, Front of the Fire, and Anna Sue Bree. Time to rejoice that he was Home Secretary or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it then.
Bad, actually.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah.
The rhymes worked.
Yeah. It's Christmas, Marcus. People are allowed to have a bit of festive cheer, aren't they?
But you
have Christmas.
Let's hope they weren't paying attention there, but let's hope they're paying attention now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is our 9th of the 12 Rambles of Christmas. Now, in football, there are many types of players who form an 11. Some catch the eye more than others for different reasons.
Literally.
Indeed they do, Peter. A Maverick, for example, can produce moments.
Oh, going back to number one.
Yes, well, they can produce moments that others can't. They catch the eye for those reasons. We know who they are and we love them. There is one type of footballer that will always catch the eye for good and bad reasons. We all know them and we're all intrigued about how they operate. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the hard man.
The working title for this episode was written down in an email from me to you lot, and it was, let's do 20 minutes on Graham Souness. How can we get him in there?
Yeah. Proper naughty bastard. I mean,
the thing is, with the hard man, it just goes down to basic human instinct. Toughness is revered and respected, has been throughout the ages and all the rest of it. And when a hard man goes off on one, everyone is glued to what they're about to do, aren't they? You can't take your eyes off it. And their passion often runs. They're not necessarily the most passionate players, but sometimes they are. The win at all costs kind of mentality. But there are sort of different types of hard man as well.
This crosses over partly into the Maverick, because you can be a Maverick for different reasons.
Yes.
So Eric Cantona, for example, mm-hmm. he was quite a hard man.
Yes,
but he was also very much a Maverick. He has a foot in both camps. Mm. It also crosses off over into...
And one in the crowd.
Exactly. A foot in the crowd.
Well, some
a foot in the hard man, a foot in the Maverick. But also, number two we did back on the 14th December, the bust up.
The bust
up. You can't have a bust up, really, without a hard man.
Often the hard man is in the thick of it. And if there is a bust up, he certainly makes sure he's over there.
He's the catalyst.
Indeed, yeah. Well, some of the hard men can be accused of making up for lack of talent.
Oh, big
whereas,
time.
Whereas others are sort of predisposed.
You don't see that as much now, but back in the day, definitely.
Some are predisposed that way, I think. They're a nightmare to play against, no matter who they are and what they're doing. But I would suggest that pretty much most teams, maybe not Pep Guardiola teams nowadays, but nearly every team wants one on their side.
I don't know whether you can...
You can't have them
have
now
one.
In the way you once could.
Well, that's what I was... So
the limit is like Diego Costa, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Or yeah, and
tough but shitty. Yeah, shit house.
It's gone the way of the poacher, right? So you can have a poacher, but he's got to be other things as well.
Yeah.
And the hard man, I think, has to be able to play now.
Mm.
Yeah, oh,
you can't
Especially,
have the luxury of it now.
If we're talking about the top level, I'm sure that's not the case down the leagues throughout the world, but
yeah,
well, okay,
in visibly.
So was Roy Keane a hard man?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so on that point then, so people think the hard man is a relic of the past. So... clearly, the hard men of football, of football past, wouldn't be able to operate in the way that they do now. So Graham Souness would have been sent off every other week.
Mm.
He was a hard man, no doubt about that. He could also play, by the way.
I absolutely agree with you, and I think if I probably haven't explained myself properly. What I mean is the two examples you've used there are actually irrelevant to my point, because both those players, Keane and Souness, were brilliant players as well. What I'm talking about is perhaps someone like a Vinnie Jones. Would he have even made it to that level? Because he hasn't got enough in his locker.
Sure. So that type of hard man. But I did say there's different types of hard man, because Roy Keane was to our generation what Souness was to his generation.
Yeah, but also, you make the point yourself that Souness would be sent off every week now. So that side of his game, certainly he wouldn't be able to express. There's a great example of this. And you know that really famously bad tackle that Souness makes, where he goes in
Is it for Rangers?
It's right on someone's
thigh high.
And it's deliberate. Yep. It's clearly
it's a hello to the Scottish.
It's an assault, right?
I'm
and
back, baby.
If you listen to the commentary on that, the co-commentator is shocked and going, "That is a yellow. That is a yellow." That's a prison sentence now.
I think that's a 6-game ban now.
Massively.
Yeah.
Okay, and I guess the best way you could maybe endorse what you're saying, though, Mark, I think, is to give us a current example of a player playing now who is really tough but is still able to play. Because I just think that Souness, he won about 25 trophies in his career, and Roy Keane. I think Vinnie Jones is the best example, because I just don't think that Vinnie Jones had enough quality to be able to make it. And the reason for that is obviously because the laws have been tightened up so much, there just isn't any room for a player like that to operate.
Literally for the better. Like I do not remember any of these hard challenges, but these sort of Julian Dix kind of characters, I don't miss any of them. I think, you know, it was a part of football that we could happily leave behind. It's just not football, Clive.
I
agree with you there.
So what about I tell you, what about Pepe?
Well, I was going to say Pepe and Sergio Ramos.
You could
even say two hard, but that's what I mean. When you say
they
the hard man,
they've evolved.
But when you say the hard man, you immediately think 1970s bruiser. No, that's gone.
Mm.
That's done with. Football has changed, and so you have your modern equivalents. They may not have been what the originals were, but everything has to evolve, and so the hard man can still evolve. You can still have Pepe is a hard man. There's no two ways about that.
But yeah, he gets away with it with this kind of, you know, this slide.
But he doesn't get away. Ramos doesn't get away with it. How many red cards has he got? But they're both hard men. Yet they've both played in Champions League winning sides.
But what I mean by that is that they know that they can't get away with it so much now, so they might headbutt someone and go down as well.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
What you mean.
So you're getting the dig in, but you're maybe not getting the card.
Quite. Maybe if you have people who like football who are a bit older than us may argue, perhaps successfully, I don't know, that those guys can't be considered hard men by their terms because of their theatrics, because of their diving, because of their play acting. But that is, as Jim, as you've rightly pointed out, that's just how the game's evolved. Yeah. That's just part of it now. And if you think about it, and I heard this about Didier Drogba way back in the day. I can't remember who was it said it, but a defender coming up against Didier Drogba said, it's much harder to play against Didier Drogba because if you see him there and he's massive and strong and really good, you know what you're dealing with. But the problem with playing against Didier Drogba is every two or three times you come up against him, expecting like a robust contact, he just hits the floor.
Yet
the next time, he knocks you over because he's going down on his own terms because he's trying to be clever.
Right.
Now, in the 80s, players didn't do that.
But also
because it wasn't that style.
But the game wasn't as global as it was nowadays. So you have players, you know, we're more used to different cultures. So we're talking about, say, Sergio Ramos. Well, Sergio Ramos would think that some of the tactics of English centre-halves back in the day, I mean, you don't even have to go that far back, someone like Tony Adams, you probably think that was maybe quite barbaric, even though it was, you know, some of the challenges Ramos puts in. But Ramos, it's more the dark arts they would employ to try and be clever, as you say.
At all costs.
Win at all costs, exactly. And to use the example, I forget who you were saying now, but different cultures kind of come along. You know, some cultures, they do still look at English football as quite barbaric.
Yeah,
which is quite an interesting
thing. A bit backwards,
thing.
Well, not so much now.
It's an interesting point, isn't it? Because it's something that's been very much glorified in ways that I don't think it should do. In the way that you get old gangsters, you know, publishing autobiographies about how many people they hurt. And you got to be
Dan
careful
the Dagger
with
Man
it.
From Dagenham.
Exactly that. And it's one of those things. It's an interesting one for the you don't like to see that brigade. Like you see, when you see anything like this in modern football, you often get commentators decrying it. And I always think, like, I quite like to hear John Motson like commentate on a UFC match.
This is awful.
Stop it.
Because obviously, you know, those sort of sports, you know, they're very much contact sports are popular as well. You don't like to see it in football, but there is something fascinating about it, isn't there?
That's why we love it.
And that idea is outdated because I think, you know, if you're going to start going down the road of, we don't like to see that because there's kids watching. Well, I mean, listen, the kids have got the internet, so they ain't going to see anything on a football pitch that's going to affect them anything more than what they're doing in the rest of their day.
Ask Phil Inge Haaland.
Well, yeah, this is exactly what I was going to say. That should not be celebrated.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? So you've got to know what. So
there's a line, right?
Yeah. So for me, celebrating the idea of a hard man type player and something like that is because it's out of the ordinary. Because I think. We talked about when the outfield player goes in goal. The reason that's so great is because it reduces a team to and puts them in a situation where they just don't have a plan. Well, what is someone like Neymar going to do against a player who's really tough? Well, half the time he's going to run around him, he's going to run past him, he's going to use skills to go past him, but he always knows at some point in the game he's going to get caught. And I don't celebrate or endorse the idea of someone going out to properly injure someone or hurt them. But it's a legitimate part of the game to be tough, and you should be able to do that. And I think it gives us normal people who can't play football at the highest level a bit of relief and also something to relate to as well.
Look at the Uruguayan national side. How many admirers have they had in the last sort of few years? We've sung their praises as well. Yes, they've got amazing ability, the likes of Suarez and Cavani, and obviously Diego Godin, the way marshals the defence. But it is their toughness. You know, Arsenal's Torreira. Has caused a huge place. He's a little hard man. You know, like we're not endorsing injuries. As you said rightly earlier, Peter, you know, we don't miss the nasty. This is not the celebration of the hatchet man. This is the hard man.
But also it's the position you play as well. Like David Batty sort of position. He was a tough guy, a little kind of terrory.
Fight his own player sometimes.
bicycle kick a player in the face. Like he was a tough guy, but he still had enough about him to sort of, you know,
be in that World Cup 98 squad.
Yeah. Sit in that hall and just put balls about.
Also, indeed. Absolutely. Yeah. Hang on, Jim. Hold that thought. We're going to go for a quick break and we'll be back in a sec.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stresses can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Welcome back, everybody.
What are you going to say, Jim?
Jim Campbell.
Well, I was going to say, I think there's a figure looming over this whole conversation.
Mm. Is it me?
It's not you. No, it's a man that Roy Keane even said he was effectively afraid of. It's Big Dunk.
Big Ferguson.
Because, yeah. I mean, the guy was like a psychopath on the pitch. You know what I mean? Like, it was a terrifying thing to even watch.
He went to prison for something he did on the football field.
Yeah. He was burgled twice, wasn't he? And in one instance, I think he got the baseball bat off of the burglar and, let's say, made him regret his life choices.
He put him in hospital. One of them got away.
The rumour is that when he called the 999, he said, "Police, no ambulance."
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's sinister.
It's not really up to you, though. But
it is those kind of like stories. You don't sort of hear of them anymore because footballers don't generally feel the need to beat the shit out of each other off the field. But Alan Shearer's quite tough. Alan Shearer's tough on the field. Roy Keane took a swing at him. I would have liked to have seen that fight, if I'm completely honest. Yeah. Alan Shearer.
He looked nonplussed.
Remember when he kicked John Lennon? Remember when he kicked John Lennon?
Remember when he shot John Lennon in 1980?
In New York.
Yeah. Alan David Shearer.
Do you remember when he kicked Neil Lennon in the chops? I mean, that was unnecessary. He should have gone to prison for that.
That wasn't a hard man thing. That was just losing your temper and booting someone in the face. Yeah,
John Hartson on Isle Berkovich. I still wince.
That was a training.
Yeah. John Hartson was a hard man.
Still a kick in the face.
There's a good. So,
and he had Predators on because it was the 90s.
It's good that we can find hard men in different positions, because you think of centre backs, we already talked about midfield players and forwards. You've got a good line of forwards there: Shearer, Ferguson, Hartson. But interestingly, I don't know if there's anything in this. You hardly ever, and I can't think of any example
wingers.
At all. No wide players are hard.
Yeah.
You don't get hard men who are wide players.
I would actually say, and the shampoo adverts would...
David Beckham?
No, I wasn't going to say Beckham. I'd say David Ginola was quite tough.
He wasn't a hard man, was he?
No.
You can't be hard with a cigarette in your hand, can you, really?
What?
Hang on. Taking a swing.
Shut up, Peter.
Taking a swing with one of those posh French cigarettes.
In a
holder.
wearing a smoking
watching
jacket,
watching some art house cinema with a beret on
and a cheese board
and your top off.
Let me take you back to 1997. Keith Gillespie.
Oh yeah, I know where you're going.
He wasn't hard, but
that's early Gillespie. That 1997. Yeah.
But he had a 1997.
Oh, 97. Sorry.
But he had a go at he had a bite at Alan Shearer.
Was it in a social on Newcastle Drinks?
They were out on a break in Dublin. Yeah. In 1997.
El Vino did flow.
A frolic that culminated in Philippe Albert wearing a traffic cone on his head.
Marcus, few pints of the black stuff.
This is Keith Gillespie's account.
A couple of drams.
basically, Keith Gillespie had thrown some, I think, knives and forks on the floor, and Alan Shearer said, "Here, pick them up." And Keith said, "No." And so,
spoiling for a fight there.
And so Alan Shearer said, "All right, outside." And so Keith Gillespie, on the way outside, had a swing at him.
Get it in early.
Get it in early. Because he knew he wasn't going to win. He missed. Alan says that I actually clipped him, but I couldn't have been. It couldn't have been much if I did, because he swung once and caught me on the side of the head, and I fell and hit a plant pot. The lads all ran out. There's blood everywhere. The next thing I know, I'd walk up in hospital. Rob Lee told Steve Howie to sort it out. Just give the police a story, because Alan was England captain.
Wow.
Steve got back to the hotel and said to Rob it was okay. He told the police I was the victim of a hit and run driver. So now the guards are running around Dublin trying to look for some fella who'd knock me over.
Oh no. Oh no.
Blamed a hit and run.
Wow.
Invented a hit and run.
I wonder
to
how far
England.
They would have gone with that. Yeah. Because I like the idea of them of the police coming back to the hotel and Keith and Alan thinking, all right, this is all going to blow over now.
Yeah.
And them going, yeah, we found the guy.
Yeah.
We found the guy, didn't we?
And what colour was the car? Same colour as Alan Shearer?
Yeah. What colour was the car? The bit on the advert.
Yeah. Kevin Keegan got arrested.
Yeah. So you're okay just to give a statement? Yeah. Can we just have a chat first?
Are we on the record or off it? Let's stay off it.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about the first half there, Pepe and Ramos a little bit, but you can get hard man playing in cultured sides. Gennaro Gattuso.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a little tougher. Little, in a very talented Milan side. I mean, the midfield four that started and won the Champions League final in 2003 consisted of Gattuso, Pirlo, Seedorf and Rui Costa. I mean, come on.
And also Gattuso, in a Star Trek Generations type mashup, stepped up to original hard man Joe Jordan.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah. There was a real... you know,
passing of the baton.
Past and present.
Well, he's known as Reno, isn't he? Which is the Italian for rhino, for good reason.
Well, I mean, clearly Pirlo, Seedorf and Costa were far more technical and conventionally talented, but Gattuso, and more will be said about those players and has been, and more will be written about them and so on. And I totally get that, but the passion, grit, and determination that Gattuso brought to that side made him a real fan favourite,
and he was also an important part of it.
Yeah, and I think that's it. That the Milan fans, you know, that kind of passion that the hard man of Gattuso brought to that team was very, very important.
So the archetypal position for a hard man we're talking about is in that position, because there are different ways.
Engine room.
There's a different way. There are different ways you can interpret that holding midfield position. You can be like a Michael Carrick type player, where you intercept a lot of passes, you don't give the ball away much. You can be a proper hatchet man type guy, but by and large, if you play in that position, you're going to need to get stuck in. Like Torreira's like that. Torreira, he's always looking forward, he passes the ball well. The reason people like him is because he's got a lot of strings to his bow, but he's about 5 foot five, and he gets smashed into every tackle as hard as he can.
It's the Uruguayan midfielder.
And I would say, when you mentioned Uruguay earlier, Argentina are a bit like that as well.
And Brazil, don't be fooled by Brazil. They are very
tough.
They
do the dirty stuff as well.
Absolutely.
The Dungas.
Right.
The Dungas.
Dungas. Come on.
It's that hair.
Oh, his daughter designs his clothes for him. You're still playing whole midfield and you're quite tough, even though your daughter designs your clothes and you've got a flat top. I'm sold.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Sold.
Of course, there was Edmundo, who we played up front for Brazil, who was a hard man.
Can any of you give me a wide player, either a wide winger or a fullback, who was a hard man? I don't think they exist.
Andy Sinton.
Don't say Gary Neville.
Or Fizzer.
Don't say Fizzer.
What, a wide man? Hang on. Fullback. Fullback?
Yeah.
Stuart Pearce.
Okay. So fullback doesn't count now.
Winger. You've got to say winger. Yeah. I'm with you on winger.
Fizzer?
Fizzer's not a winger.
Who is the Bulgarian player?
Stoichkov. Stoichkov did play on the wing for a bit. He was hard.
Ivanov.
Yeah, Ivanov. Was he a winger?
No, I think he was a fullback.
Yeah.
Wing back at best.
Actually, Cruyff said of Stoichkov, I used to say he was nurtured with an evil milk.
That's lovely.
Gordon Bennett.
Yeah.
He was more of a nutter, not a hard.
Yeah, and I don't think you'd characterise him as a winger. I can't really. We're probably missing an obvious one.
I think players who survived like brutal assaults. You know what I mean? Survived something dreadful and managed to sort of like keep going, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. Mm. Any example?
The Bulgarian...
Peter Beagri on his motorbike.
I wouldn't put Beagri as a hard man. But
he survived going through a plate glass window on a scooter.
I'd put him down as lucky.
Yeah.
In Spain.
That's just very, very stupid. The Bulgarian player I'm talking about, Ivanov, is a centre-back, not a fullback.
Right. Oh, is he? Okay.
Trifon Ivanov. He had that mullet.
Yeah,
is that the guy you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was...
He was tough as well, yeah.
I just remember all of those players being exciting wingers, effectively, because they did so well.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was an amazing period of time in the 90s where you had these players who were mercurial, brilliant, and mad. Mm. So they were also tough. And like also Stoichkov, Haji is another one of them.
Yeah. But so exotic because we saw so little of them.
Yeah, indeed.
I think they belong in
Emre. He was a little shit. He was a bit racist.
He'll come up tomorrow and we do racism.
Oh, racism.
Yeah, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's it for the hard man.
Who's the hardest? Do you remember the hardest person you've ever played? Hardest man you've ever played against? I played up against a guy once called, I still remember his name now, Gareth Macey. Intimidated me, kicked me around. He was also pretty good as well. Uh-huh. It was just a terrible day at the office for me.
Oh,
so
Luke.
It's not great to come up against them sometimes.
No, that's true. It's the kind of feeling you got there that Pete Donaldson gives me every time walk into the studio.
Audially.
I usually scare it with fire and the elements, I think.
Well, I think it's your unpredictability, Pete.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fire.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get used to being locked in a room with you twice a week.
Yeah. Pete's like Pete's the Dennis Wise of the show.
Pete's the Axl Rose of the show.
Don't bring him up.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to number 9 of our 12 Rambles of Christmas in association with Bet365. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode focusing on a part of football that we relish. Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Pete.
Who wants to fight?
Say goodbye, Jim.
I don't.
We're off to fight.
Season's greetings and a happy new year.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.